This show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
From the start of my head, that's feet, I open my eyes to take a peek. To find that I don't spy the sting, gazing on the tremble of the If the rain is the heavy in its past, on heaven will I turn shadows to cast. I will live on all the little of a thing in a chronic album to get one of them to be given. I will have a little bit of a little bit of a stick of the small of the stock 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 of
Hello, I'm here. The hurdy-gurdy man has arrived, and I'm very happy to be here with you this beautiful afternoon in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Thank you for joining us on the program today. This is going to be episode number 14, and in some ways it kind of ties in with our program 13, which dealt with the question of songs, a lot of different kinds of hurdy-gurdy songs about guns, guns, guns. And this, there's a little bit of a tie-in here, at least obliquely, but what I wanted to do today with this show is I wanted to begin exploring songs, hurdy-gurdy songs, which of course are songs that deal with the real world and the real issues that we are all living with. And one of the things that is so powerful about community here in Brooklyn at Radio Free Brooklyn is that we really do value the voices of young people. And as we know, many of the issues that we are all confronted with, young people will have to confront with for a much longer period of time. So these are very, very, very important times for the kinds of reactions and responses that students are getting more and more involved with. So with that, I wanted to start today a little bit with this emphasis on the valuation of young people's voices. And I wanted to start with a few tracks that come, that go really back to the era where Nueva Canción came into being, coming out of the Nueva Trova, a new kind of song forms that were coming out of the Latin American context, particularly countries that were dealing with the colonialism and the strongman response to that colonialism internally, which often had to do with the strongman, dictatorial regimes of several Latin American nations, and the response of people, indigenous people, even the Roman Catholic Church, liberation theologists, folk, lower class, campesino people, who had a very powerful response to these oppressive forces at the time, and use songs, essentially what are hurdy-gurdy songs that were known at the time as Nueva Canción. So I'd like to start with a few tracks that really pay tribute to the voices of young and the importance of young people. And with that, thank you for joining us here at Radio Free Brooklyn. And let's start with Me Gustan Los Estudiantes, I Love the Students, by Angel Parra. And we'll listen to a couple of tracks after that.
Thank you. vivan los estudiantes, jardín de las alegrías. Son aves que no se asustan de animal ni policía, y no le asustan las balas ni el ladrar de la jauría. Caramba y zamba la cosa, que viva la astronomía. Que vivan los estudiantes que rugen como los vientos cuando les meten al oído sotanazo regimiento. Pajarillos libertarios igual que los elementos. Caramba y zamba la cosa, que vivan los experimentos. Están los estudiantes porque son la levadura del pan que saldrá del horno con toda su sabrosura, para la boca del pobre que come con amargura. Caramba y zamba la cosa, viva la literatura. Me gustan los estudiantes porque levantan el pecho cuando le dicen harina, sabiéndose que es afrecho, y no hacen el sordo mudo cuando se presente el hecho. Caramba y zamba la cosa, el código del derecho. Me gustan los estudiantes que marchan sobre la ruina con las banderas en alto, va toda la estudiantina. Son químicos y doctores, cirujanos y dentistas. Caramba y zamba la cosa, vivan los especialistas. Me gustan los estudiantes que van al laboratorio, descubren lo que se esconde adentro del confesorio. Ya tiene el hombre un carrito que llevó hasta el purgatorio. Caramba y zamba la cosa, los libros explicatorios. Me gustan los estudiantes que con muy clara elocuencia a la bolsa negra sacra le bajo las indulgencias. Porque hasta cuando nos dura, señores, la penitencia. Caramba y zamba la cosa, que viva toda la ciencia.
Hay una juventud que evoluciona y hay otra juventud que retrograda. Hay una juventud envejecida bordeando los abismos de la infamia, con 20 años en el cuerpo joven y más de un siglo que le encorva el alma. La juventud antípoda del hombre es esa juventud esclavizada, gran fuga del deber en la gran hora que América y reventa la reclama. La juventud que está no se arrodilla, la juventud no sabe estar postrada, que no hay fuerza más fuerte que la suya, que es tanto el ideal de una gran causa. La juventud es vida y es belleza, es espíritu, luz, sangre, esperanza, que arroja los fetiches milenarios junto a los mitos de la creencia arcaica. Jóvenes son aquellos los que llevan como un arco de triunfo en la mirada todo el espacio azul, mil horizontes y un incendio de sones en el alma. No son jóvenes, no, los que claudican, no son jóvenes, no, los que se arrastran. Juventud es rebelarse contra todo lo que limita la grandeza humana. Dejemos los eunucos, los cobardes, lo mismo que una barca abandonada, hundida en sus escollos de ignominia, sin puerto, sin destino en la borrasca. Y volemos nomás como los cóndores hacia el paisaje azul de la montaña, ebrios de luz, de vida y de idealismo. Un paso más y el triunfo nos aguarda.
Le he preguntado a mi sombra a ver cómo ando para reírme mientras el llanto con voz de templo rompe en la sala regando el tiempo. Mi sombra dice que reírse es ver los llantos como mi llanto y me he callado desesperado y escucho entonces la tierra llora. La era está pariendo un corazón, no puede más, se muere de dolor y hay que acudir corriendo pues se cae el porvenir. La era está pariendo un corazón, no puede más, se muere de dolor y hay que acudir corriendo pues se cae el porvenir. A cualquier selva del mundo, a cualquier calle. Debo dejar la casa y el sillón, la madre vive hasta que muere el sol y hay que quemar el cielo si es preciso por vivir. Debo dejar la casa y el sillón, la madre vive hasta que muere el sol y hay que quemar el cielo si es preciso por vivir. Por cualquier hombre del mundo, por cualquier casa.
There you have the wonderful Cuban artist, very young at the time, Silvio Rodriguez, singing La Era Está Pariendo Un Corazón, which is the times are giving birth to a heart. A real poetic, some beautiful metaphors in that poem, in that letter, that lyric. And I think that Silvio Rodriguez, I mean, the Cuban experiment with, you know, political change that they experienced, probably the most extreme change throughout the Latin world, what Cuba and its people went through, are going through. And this goes back to this time when there was a great optimism around the idea of the new, you know, Castro regime, which unfortunately devolved into something entirely different. But there was optimism and hope, and so much of it was coming from the young people at the time. Silvio Rodriguez, of course, one of the top artists, like Pablo Milanés from Havana's studios, where they produce this, a lot of this new song, new canción de protesta. In fact, this recording comes from a collection called Protest Song of Latin America, recorded in Havana, Cuba, Canción Protesta. Before Silvio, we heard La Juventud with Carlos Molina. And here, Carlos Molina clearly expresses how young people are the force that always lead towards new horizons, and that we really need to listen to young people. He also clarifies very much how it's all the old men who basically screw things up. Before that, we heard the first track was Ángel Parra's Me Gustan Los Estudiantes. Again, another song valorizing, very much valorizing, the importance of students, young people, who in fact we once were, many of us. And we forget what it's like to be young and to kind of be confronting the world such as it is. My name is Jorge. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn here in Brooklyn, New York. Our show is about student voices, student protests, hurdy-gurdy songs, truth-telling songs. That's what it's about. And one of the great things that I've been noticing is that there's more and more people getting involved and more music that is very much speaking to the present times, you know, addressing a lot of the issues of the present. And I have a really great recording that I'm happy to. It's a preview. You're going to get a chance to hear some music, songs from students, including students from the Parkland School in Florida. A recording that's going to come out on October 5th. I'll tell you more about it. Raise Your Voice, The Sound of Student Protest. And I'll talk a little bit more about that soon. But I wanted to just emphasize that there are more and more people who are starting to write hurdy-gurdy songs. And I'm hoping to have more artists. In fact, I have one artist lined up, very well-known artist. I won't mention the name. I'm going to tease you a little bit and say, well, stay tuned to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. You'd be surprised the level of artistry and political voices that we can get here downtown Bushwick, Brooklyn. And also local, great young local artists who are writing more and more of what I term hurdy-gurdy songs. Songs that speak to the folk, by the folk, and for the folk. And I mean the people, so to speak. I'd like to move on now. A good example of one of these songwriters, guy by the name of Tony Alderman. And what he does is he writes and plays folk and soulful music. He's originally from London. He was born in London, and he's played in bands in the UK. And he left the UK in 2002 to live in and play music in Australia, Singapore. And I think he resides now in the west coast of the US. And he plays and promotes his albums, including this one around the question of the Second Amendment. He put out a collection called Second Amendment Songs, Volumes 1 and 2. I wanted to play a few songs from Tony Alderman. Let's start with this first one here. And this, again, directly impacts our topic, which is music that impacts young people. It impacts all of us, but the sound of student protests, that's where we're headed. So let's listen to a little bit of Tony Alderman.
Every time children and civilians get murdered at school, at work, you say one of these things. Mental health care is to blame. Just one teacher with a gun could have stopped him. Our prayers are with the families. Your dead kids do not trump my Second Amendment rights! Do you see? You keeping your guns has to go. It's just not important enough. Wake up and see the light. You're in the minority, you know. The CDC still blocked. Still banned. No funding for gun violence research. Oh, that's gotta hurt. Lawmakers, lawmakers! Lawmakers, how do you sleep at night?
how do you sleep at night? Lawmakers, lawmakers, get real and see the light. All that money you're getting from not doing anything about it can't be worth it. You don't understand the Second Amendment? That was written in 1791 in fear of the British trying to worm their way back in. Well, they're gone now. Well, you know, mostly. It was written by men. Men that owned slaves, men with silly wigs. And it was about the militia in the aftermath of the Independence War. When all you were up against was muskets. Muskets, for God's sakes. It was written by men. It was written by men, and so men and women can change it! Give up your assault rifles, you macho, posturing, small penis, wife-beating, homophobic, foreigner-hating morons. Yeah, you! You there! You there! They're not made for hitting tin cans. They're made for cutting down many a young, moving man. Why do you think they don't want extensive research into gun violence? Think about it. Please, please, try it. Just once. Think about it. There's been no funding for gun violence research since 1997.
Husband, bang, angry dad, bang, moronic cousin, bang, feeling sad, bang, bang, curious toddler fumble, bang, drunk uncle, bang, bang, enraged neighbor, bang, bang, the George Zimmermans of this world. Bang! You're not saving anyone, you know. You want civil unrest just so you can keep your crappy machine gun. You scare me, you hurt me, and you're not the only one. Suspicious boyfriend. Bang! Nerdy, friendless teenager. Bang! You need help. Suicidal. Bang! Feeling lonely, don't like kids. Bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang. You're not saving anyone, you know. You want civil unrest just so you can keep your crappy machine gun. You scare me, you hurt me, and you're not the only one. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang. Here goes another bang. Another 2 minutes, another bang, bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang.
a relatively small percentage of the country owns nearly half of the world's civilian-held guns. Statistic. If we keep going like this, you'll have missiles soon, maybe nuclear, but at least ballistic. It's an American problem. It's an American problem. It's an American problem. I've seen your bumper sticker, yeah. You're a good guy with a gun, and you're what's needed to stop the bad guy with a gun. Tell you what, let's just limit that to the police. I mean, they've got enough guns, you think? The American problem. You're addicted. America, you're addicted. Addicted to addiction. One gun, two guns, three guns. One gun, two guns, three guns. The NRA got founded in 1871, just after the Ku Klux Klan. Ha. A good old institution, yeah, yeah. There's no excuse for assault rifles on the market other than you just like guns. It's not enough, good enough reason. It's not a good enough reason. It's an American problem. It's the American problem. You're addicted to addiction. You're addicted to guns. You're addicted to guns. Enough for everyone. There's enough running around for one for everyone. You're addicted to addiction. And that stretches to all the big guns. No more guns. Too many guns. Enough for one for everyone. It's the American problem. It's the American problem.
Yeah, Tony Alderman, from his collection of Second Amendment songs that he produces himself. I think that there are many, many more tracks of value on these releases. We heard No Funding for Gun Violent Research Since 1997, one of the greatest song titles. Bang was the next track that we heard. And finally, from the first volume, American Problem. Hurdy-gurdy songs, no doubt, from Tony Alderman. Here at Radio Free Brooklyn, we're proud to announce that we've been partially funded to start an after-school program for local teenagers in 2019. We received the grant, but it'll only pay for a part of the program, and so we have a long way to make this dream a reality. The program will allow teens from the Brooklyn area schools to learn about media and media making using hands-on approach guided by the professionals here at Radio Free Brooklyn and who work in radio and journalism. That's not myself included. Each participant will each create their own radio show, which will air on Radio Free Brooklyn, And I believe it's, if you have any questions about this, please look up, visit us at radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool to read more about the program. Any help that you can provide would be really very much appreciated. We are a community radio station, a 501c3 not-for-profit. And again, if you want to support our program here at Hurdy Gurdy Songs, you can do so as well. I would really invite you to and thank you in advance. Any sponsorship, $1, $2, 50 cent, whatever, for Hurdy Gurdy Songs, very much appreciated to help support this ongoing program and the kind of work that we do with like this new teen program that we're is very much an important initiative, education, as we well know. Okay. Other than that, thank you for listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs today. We're going to move on now to a recording that was just recently produced, and I have to very much give credit to an ethnomusicologist, Catherine Mazel, and Pamela Rose, who worked with the people over there at the Little Village Foundation, also not-for-profit, to put out music such as these songs of protest. It's a recording that will be released to the public on October 5th, Raise Your Voice, The Sounds of Student Protest. And it contains, I've been listening to it, songs and poetry. And I'd like to start, I'm not going to play all of it, but I'd like to play a few tracks from this recording to give you a sense of what an important voice of young students. As you know, we've seen them rise up and then get quickly forgotten and squashed by the media, moving on to the more recent developments around our political environment today. But I want to not lose sight of the importance of these voices. And so with that, let's listen to a poem by a young woman named Saida, 17-year-old Saida.
How much longer do we have to deal with this shit? Blood pools as we watch innocent bodies get hit. Politicians claim it's not guns, they need to just quit. Hold up, I'm going off, let me speak for a bit. Got the news the other day praying it wasn't ISIS related. And watch more of my people get radicalized and debated. If all Muslims are terrorists, what about this white boy? It seems the color of his skin wasn't means for a ploy. He was mentally insane, mentally deranged. This poor child was ill. It wasn't his intention to kill you. See, he came from a broken family, some sort of dysfunctional family tree. He was bullied, did bad in class, and was faced with so much difficulty, and that's why he slaughtered. He didn't mean to kill your daughter. The voices committed the crime. He shouldn't have to do the time and for the victims. We use their test scores as justification for their slaughter. Like your life only mattered if you were a Sterling scholar. Headlines prefer the jocks over the nerds and the band geeks. It's comical how death can be all about popularity. They say we should go to school to learn and educate our minds. Crazy how yesterday you saw him in that lunch line, but our classrooms have quickly become war zones with landmines. One wrong move could mean disaster. You really thought you'd go to college and graduate with the masters? They recognize mental health when it's a motivational factor. Call the survivors fake news and simply crisis actors. We all know who Congress's real benefactor. Bullets were my biggest fear when I was young. I used to loathe the big bad man with a gun. You'd hear the bang, bodies would drop, and you'd run. Always thought it was impossible, but now it's come reality. Screw an ACT score, we're more worried about morality. As teenagers, our biggest fear should be what to wear tomorrow. Not in shock, grieving some friends, and consumed in total sorrow. Our perspectives in life have changed. Our whole educations have been rearranged. Are you going to prom on Friday? becomes what kind of black to wear on Friday, whose funeral to attend on Friday, whose coffin is closed on Friday. And I say, how much longer do we have to deal with this shit? Is it until your kid is on the next kill list and you hold their bodies limp and lifeless, remembering how you sent them to school? But this is a war and they enlist. Battles will rage on, but we will always be strong until there's comprehensive reform and this doesn't become the norm. And if that doesn't change soon, old people got shit to do, because one day your jobs will be ours and you'll be overpowered and we'll send our kids to school with nothing to fear, and they'll come home and we'll hold them near and dear, and they'll just worry about their outfits and they'll no longer have to deal with any of this shit.
No one's ever had to save the world before. They're giving us something we can't ignore, something we can't ignore. No one's ever known what it's like to be running out of time. It's like being at the scene of a crime, rushing to cover up lies. I have big dreams for the world. Hope we become something more. Strip us from our disguise. Set fire to our lives. Some may say we chose this life of renegades. That our hearts beat black and gray. That we will never win the day. To hell with their games. We were born to be renegades. We spit our words to ignite the rage and raise our voices to fan the flames. And if you think that we do it for the fame, you are completely insane. Let us set your rumors aflame. And when everyone is losing faith, we can't be giving up now. We're the last generation to change. I have big dreams for the world. Hope we become something more. Strip us from our disguise. Set fire to our lives. Some may say we chose this life of renegades. That our hearts beat black and gray. That we will never win the day. To hell with their games. We were born to be renegades. We spit our words to ignite the rage and raise our voices to fan the flames. Taking action is a start, even if the future's dark. Let's shoot this flare into the night. Let's know the things we can't explain. Taking action is a start, even if the future's dark. Let's shoot this flare into the night. Let's know the things we can't explain. Some may say we chose this life of renegades. That our hearts beat black and gray. That we will never win the day. Run away, we're this generation's renegades. Breathing fire with the things we say. Run away, to hell with their games. We were born to be renegades. We spit our words to ignite the rage and raise our voices to fan the flames.
Catherine Maisel writes in the notes to this tells us about the song that Amalia Fleming was 15 when feeling called to write something political, she composed this song, Renegades. With American politics moving in so many directions, she wanted to express the pressures and anxieties her generation is experiencing. And shortly after she completed the song, she debuted the song at the 2017 Women's March in San Luis Obispo. A year later, the video of the performance during the March 14th National School Walkout for 100 other students with her guitar, her trademark mint green guitar, was featured in California Press and then on the NPR website. For Amalia, music is an especially powerful way for young people to affect change. Quote, if someone's listening to a song and they hear the meaning of the song, then it's more likely that the message is going to get across, close quote. She hopes that the movement against gun violence will ensure that everyone feels safe in schools and in their homes. The track before that was a poem entitled A Poem for the Fallen, written by Saida Dahir, who was a committed art activist at the age of 17. It's what stays with people after the protest, she says, long after a march is just a memory. The poetry she has performed at the March for Our Lives for Black Lives Matter events and at the 2017 March for Refugees demonstrates this staying power. As an African-American Muslim woman who came to the U.S. as a child refugee, her activism is fueled by her own lived experience. Her family still suffers from the trauma they survived, and she does not, quote, want this country to go down the same path. No students, she says, should ever feel helpless that they're walking into a war zone when they go to school. Though A Poem for the Fallen has largely received accolades, Saida has also endured racist and Islamophobic responses. Still, she emphasizes the positive effect of the movement. Young people are uniting, quickly coming of age to vote. And if the violence won't end, she says, we will change it. People in charge work for us, their constituents. And if they don't do the work, we'll do it for them. A couple of tracks there from this phenomenal recording, Raise Your Voice, The Sound of Student Protest. You're listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs, where we today are focusing on the voices of young people. Moving from Nueva Canción through new folk singer-songwriters to the young writers that we are listening to from places like Texas, California, Parkland, Texas, Seneca Falls, New York, New Haven, Connecticut, Bridgeport. This is something that we can't turn away from. It's as important as anything that we're dealing with right now. And artists who are writing for this kind of, you know, issue or set of issues, we'd love to hear from you. You can always write to me, Jorge@RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Send me an email. Let me know about your songs, your hurdy-gurdy songs. Maybe we can find a way of playing your songs. Let's move on to another song that I wanted to play from this collection here. It's called 17.
Tell me a story, a happy fairy tale, where the kids come back home and the bad guy fails. Tell me that old lie that the world is fair. Don't tell me the truth I cannot bear. But it's okay to cry, just don't give up the fight. Look up to the sky and see 17 angels dressed in white. For them we are here, for them we fight. 17 angels have their wings. For them we stand, for them I sing. Never again, never again, never again. Alyssa Alhadoff, Martin Duque Anguiano, Scott Beagle, Nicholas Dorrit, Aaron Feiss, Jamie Guttenberg, Christopher Hickson, Luke Hoyer, Kara Lufren, Gina Montalto, Joaquin Oliver, Elena Petty, Meadow Pollock, Helena Ramsey, Alex Schachter, Carmen Shentrup, Peter Wang. In the land of the free, in the home of the brave, 17, forgive me, I'm sorry that we couldn't save. In the land of the free, the red, white, and blue, 17, look at me, in those colors I see you. In those colors I see you. Seventeen angels dressed in white. For them we are here, for them we fight. 17 angels have their wings. For them we stand, for them we sing. Never again, 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 never again.
People exist and they come in all shapes and sizes. And the NRA are very smart, but they don't know what wise is. Forward thinking is sometimes a strain on all of us, especially when religion has a hold of the government's reins. Yeah, sometimes forward thinking is a strain. Well-regulated militia is not to be seen on the NRA's page. The right to keep and bear arms is, though, that's good marketing. Like I said, they're not wise, but they're smart. Thanks, NRA, for nothing. All your common sense talk is just bluffing. Your personal freedoms and freedom of choice, you lot are preaching to the choir. Nobody else believes your silly nonsensical noise. You're preaching to the choir. Nobody else believes your noise. The days of the NRA are numbered. That's what all the fuss is about, all the noise and thunder. There are too many of us now, and the weapons are too advanced. The days of owning as many guns as you want are gone. We have to give the 21st century a chance. Thanks, NRA, for nothing. All your common sense talk, we know it's just bluffing. Hey, your personal freedoms and freedom of choice, you lot are preaching to the choir, nobody else believes your silly nonsensical noise. You're preaching to the choir, nobody else believes your noise.
Okay, there we have Tony Alderman again with his piece, Marketing, Religion, and the NRA. And I very much appreciate Tony Alderman's wandering around the wilds of California, wherever he may be, writing these songs. Thank you, Mr. Alderman. I hope to play more of your music. Before that, we did hear Ben Soto of Salt Lake City, Utah, from, again, the Raise Your Voice, the Sound of Student Protest release, Little Village Foundation. Certainly deserves our support as well. Thank you so much for joining me on this excursion into student protest songs and the important theme of not losing sight that we need to listen to these voices. It's a matter of all our survival, really. You've been listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Hurdy Gurdy Songs, we broadcast every Tuesday live. You can hear us on Podomatic and on iTunes. I hope you will be free to send me your suggestions and comments about the program. We're going to go out with a piece by The Nice, Keith Emerson's pre-ELP group, a song called America. And parenthetically, he called it the Second Amendment. And it was the second single that Keith Emerson's group, The Nice, created. This kind of arrangement of Leonard Bernstein's America from West Side Story, which Emerson described as the first ever instrumental protest song. The track uses the main theme again from West Side Story, but also includes fragments of Dvorak's New World Symphony. And the single concludes with one of the members of the Nice's three-year-old son speaking the lines, quote, America is pregnant with promise and anticipation, but is murdered by the hand of the inevitable. So this is a new the arrangement that was released at the time under the title Second Amendment. Clearly a reference to the U.S. Bill of Rights provision for the right to bear arms. And ironically enough, sadly enough, Keith Emerson died on March 11th, 2016 in Santa Monica, California, from an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. So thank you for listening. Until next time, keep listening to the hurdy-gurdy songs. Keep looking for those hurdy-gurdy songs and let me know about them, because we need to hear these songs now. Take care, everyone.
we are your hosts for Lost and Rewound.
Every Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m.
on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Come on, get embarrassed with us.
What?
Please.
Famous dead people. Famous
How's it going? This is Jarrett Bernstein.